Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with
Jeremy Pope.
Who plays?
Eddie Kendricks.
In the brand new Temptations musical, Ain't Too Proud,
yes,
which is making its pre-Broadway debut here at the Kennedy Center. That's exciting.
Yes, it is so exciting. We are so thrilled to be here with y'all in D.C.
Well, thanks so much for coming in and talking with us today. So, I don't know if you know, D.C. has a pretty good track record in recent years of pre-Broadway stuff.
No, they do. We're feeling kind of special.
Yeah, we had Mean Girls open here at National Theater before it went up there. We had Dear Evan Hansen open at Arena, and that didn't do anything.
Yeah, it was really casual.
Yeah, it kind of went away.
Yeah, haven't heard of it.
Won
since.
The Tony.
Yeah, yeah.
And then even going back, West Side Story started here. I don't know if you knew that.
Yes,
so, yeah,
it did. Yes,
maybe
it did.
Maybe Ain't Too Proud.
Maybe Ain't Too Proud. We'll do a little something.
I don't sound too proud of these days. Okay, cool. Well, obviously, we mentioned off the top, it's a story of the Temptations.
Yes.
We've seen a lot of the jukebox musicals, you know, with Jersey Boys and Carole King.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen probably the closest maybe is Motown the Musical, probably to this. But explain the story here. How much of the career did we actually chart?
So what's special about Ain't Too Proud and is, you know, to me, it is not a jukebox, your standard jukebox musical. This musical, we get to kind of dive into these men, and it has a darker tone to it because we get to experience on firsthand like what these men went through. You know, they were a big part of the civil rights movement. They were that kind of the face of Motown and, you know, really leading that charge as far as the music industry. So it's just a little bit special that we get to focus in on one group versus all of the amazing talents that there were. But we get to just kind of see the legacy that these guys left. So that's kind of major.
You get to do a deep dive.
A deep
rather
dive.
Than just hearing the song.
Yeah, not just a graze, if you will.
Right. Well, no, I'm excited for that. Take us to the beginning. How did the band form?
So the band formed. So, I mean, you know, there's been a lot of, I guess I would say, different versions of the Temps. You know, the Temptations are still performing to this day. They have a concert July 4th here in D.C. Plug, if you will.
We're talking to Otis tomorrow.
Oh, trust. Yeah. So,
and we talked with Dennis Edwards before he passed.
Before he passed,
like, about a year ago,
Yeah. But, you know, these fellas, they all kind of started in their own groups. But they all wanted to kind of get to that level of success. So Otis was the lead charge of that, but he found these guys and they kind of pieced together. But I would say your classic Temps, you know, during the 60s, I think it was 67, 68, that was where you had your David Ruff and your Eddie Kendricks, where they had My Girl and Just My My Girl, Just My Imagination, Get Ready, their big hits. Yeah. Kind
you said
of
it wrong. It's
that.
Just My Imagination.
Yes.
That's so awesome. But how exactly did they form? And then I assume Barry Gordy probably plays a big role in the show too.
Minor. No, Barry Gordy. No, so Otis kind of, he found Eddie and Paul together. They were in a group, The Primes. David was singing with his older brother at the time. So he pieced the group together just from voices that he knew and that he heard in the town and was kind of like, hey, I got this group. We're trying to, you know, do some major things. And he met Barry Gordy and they kind of collaborated at this big Motown house, you know, where all of these acts were trying to get a number one record. And they worked with Smokey Robinson and he, you know, wrote songs for them. And it took them a while. It wasn't just one hit kind of situation, but they had a lot of singles before they became the Temptations. You had Paul Williams, who was responsible for their dance moves, so they wouldn't just be standing there next to a mic. So he kind
of
just
some of the most iconic dance moves in all of music.
Oh,
history.
Yes. To this day, you know, so they it took some time for them to kind of become these legendary, you know, suave, smooth men. And what's special about the Temptations is that they all kind of came from different walks of life and different, you know, groups before, but they all kind of grew up in the church. So they had that one thing and that soulful singing and the way that they wanted to approach the music. So that's, I think, what made it special when the classic five found each other and the way they blended and, you know, made the magic happen.
Absolutely. Definitely made the magic happen.
Yes.
You mentioned the dance moves. Who choreographs the show?
So we have Sergio Trujillo, who is our choreographer.
We get a lot of the snapping and the
a lot of that and a lot more. I would say Otis has said himself that this is Temptations on a whole new level. You know, this is Broadway, so I wish it was just a to the right and to the left snap like the Temptations, but it's more of a split up and a split down. And it's a great show and it's very fun and exciting.
Well, hopefully you don't split the costumes. What do we have the fancy shiny jackets?
We have multiple fancy jackets. We have a lot of quick changes. And I have had a situation where we have split some pants, you know, and that is just the nature of this beast that we are driving.
That's a badge of honor. We'll make that the new, hey, break a leg.
Yeah, split some pants. Let's do it. Do it with pride, if
what,
you will.
What else do we see visually wise? Do we see Motown?
Do we see Detroit? So we get to talk about the Temptations, but we kind of dive into the Supremes. You know, they were the biggest at the biggest Motown act, you know, female act, and they weren't doing these moves. They were kind of just being these beautiful women as they were. So we talk about them, and Berry Gordy is there, and Smokey Robinson is there. But we just kind of follow the journey of the Temptations, what it was like forming the group, and then the tension that built with the group, and what separated these men, and how Otis is the last man standing. And there's a line in the play where he mentions that he never thought he would be the last one standing. And that kind of just sticks with a lot of us, because I think when he started the group, he wasn't planning on, like, you know, because he necessarily wasn't a leading man. He wasn't your David Ruffin. He wasn't your Eddie Kendrick that was singing lead on these songs. Right. He was kind of in the background. So he sang tenor and baritone. But that's the thing. He kind of faded with the group, but it was the blend. It was the sound together. He was the backbone of the group. But I think this is kind of his leading moment now, that he is the last original Temptation, and we get to tell this story, and he is the narrator of the story, being the last living one, you know.
I don't want to spoil it entirely for our listeners, but if there's a way to do a little bit of a teaser, what are some of those tensions that create some of the conflict in the show?
Well, I think we can a lot of us
historical records.
But you know, David Ruffin, there was money that got involved, there was drugs, there was women, there was things like that.
Lots of temptations.
Yes, temptations. And I think one thing that's interesting is, like, you know, they were a crossover group, if you will. So you had the black people that were, you know, for them, and then you had these white people that were for them. But when you got to certain places, the white people weren't really for them. You know, there was ropes in the middle that were separating these people, you know. And I think they didn't really know how to deal with that, you know, because they were kind of like, we want to be successful and we want to be great, but we're not sure if that man over there wants us to be great, or how he feels about us when doors are closed, when we're not singing our music. So they had that going on. And then, you know, this fame, this money, these women, they could get whatever they want. They could buy whatever they wanted. And David Ruffin, drugs, that was so easily accessible. So, you know, and he could still perform the way he did. So that, just that tension, and, you know, kind of, we talk about, like, them, their schedule of rehearsal, and not people not wanting to show up, and just not missing shows, and things like that, where, and Otis talks about it now, where he still finds the group members if you miss a step, if you're late to a rehearsal. Like, it was it's very tedious, if you will. But we kind of talk about that, and really what separated the group, and they all kind of, you know, David and Eddie went solo and had their own solo careers, and they came back for the reunion tour, and that was great for the fans, but the tensions came back, you know, because these men had inner demons that they hadn't really dealt with and didn't know how to deal with. Because all of this was new, you know, no one could explain what success was for these black men at this time.
Right. Well, we've talked about the conflicts and the social commentary and the dance moves and the costumes. Let's go into the music.
Let's go to the music. Don't forget about it.
So I assume are there some original songs written for the show itself?
No.
So it's all similar to Jersey Boys. It's all the
all
hits.
Temptation music,
so
or Motown music.
Remind us of some of the big ones.
So we've got Get Ready, Ain't Too Proud, My Girl, Just My Imagination, Since I Lost My Baby.
The Way You Do the
Things way
You Do.
We open with that one, babe.
Oh, nice. And, you got to ride in that candle and handle.
And
you
handle,
know,
exactly. Make it rhyme. And so I'm Losing You. I mean, all of them. There's kind of like their greatest hits. And it's special because you just watch the audience. I think that's what's special about this. You know, it's music that these people know. And
audience is singing along?
Audience is singing along. But we've had, you know, from our older generation to the young generations, where they just know My Girl. And they're like, they're not sure why they know that song. Yeah. But just piecing that together. And I think that's something special that this show gets to do, is we just get to speak to so many people. Such a diverse group of people that it reaches and it touches, and that is just special, you know, in itself. So we kind of lean in on that, like, you guys know these songs,
right. Even if you don't think you know it, young.
Oh yeah, you're like,
you know,
oh wait,
it.
I do know this, and why do I know this? But you get to learn a little bit more about these guys, and
I assume then the songbook also then we get to watch it evolve into more of the 70s sort of.
Yeah, you get to see
era,
that switch, like, that happened where they went from, you know, this kind of, you know, their sound to then, like, we got a, you know, funkadelic shack and all this, you know, the different change that they went through.
Papa was a Rolling Stone.
Papa was a Rolling Stone.
And Ball Hall of Confusion.
Exactly.
Just to bring it full circle, talk about how that is not only commentary for the time, but damn, man, it's still, you play that now and it still holds up.
Yeah, when we talk about Ball of Confusion, we talk about War, the song that was originally written for The Temptations, but ended up getting cut by someone else, Edward Starr. So it's just interesting how timely and this piece is, and how much it speaks on the times back then, but how we can kind of look at it now and see some similarities. And, you know,
dish on your cast members for a second. Who plays all the other of the founding five? Is it five?
This five. Yeah. So we have a class of five, but I mean, we have a bunch because, you know, they got replaced. But Derek Baskin.
Who are we going to see?
Who are you going to see? So you're going to see my boy Derek Baskin, who plays Otis Williams. He's going to narrate for you guys. And Ephraim Sykes, David Ruffin. We've got James Harkness playing my sidekick, Paul Williams. And we've got Jawan Jackson, our bass, if you will, Melvin.
awesome.
And these guys are incredible. I'm so blessed and honored to be working with them. We had a moment yesterday. We always kind of group up before the top of show and just hold each other and just say we got each other's back, because it's just been, it's a hard show physically, vocally.
I bet.
And sometimes you just feel like you don't have it in you. Me being German, I'm like, I don't have it, but I can lean on them and trust them. And we know that this show is bigger than just us individually. And that we are speaking about these legends and these men. We're standing on the shoulders of them, and, you know, we are touching people's lives and people that experience the Temptations or in whatever shape, form, way. So once we kind of realize that and remind each other of that, because it's a daily, you know, reminder, we can just soar the way that we need to and kind of spread the message and just be kind of light, you know, to the darkness that seems to be sometimes.
A lot of times. So what else was I going to? Oh yeah. So after this, what's where you take it the pre-show
so
to
we're
a couple
doing,
other cities before
we got
Broadway?
A couple cities for you guys. So we're here in DC till the end of July 22nd, and then we have a couple weeks off, and we're going to LA, the Amundsen Theater there. Then we're going to head to Toronto.
Nice.
So we're going to, you know, knock it out, and they're still, you know, we're still working on things and just trying to get it right. And but the show is so technical and physical that I think it's so important that we're having this time to get it ready for New York, because when we go to New York, we're just going to blow the roof off. That's what we plan to do.
When is that? When do you actually get to New York?
So I can't tell you that much.
Okay.
I don't know that, but I'm thinking it'll be next year.
Awesome.
Hot off the press next year.
All right, cool. Yeah. We'll catch up with it then. But first of all, everybody come out to the Kennedy Center. We appreciate you taking the time and letting us be the guinea pigs here.
Just, all right, yeah.
You know, work
come
out
on
all
through.
The kinks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Y'all come so we can work it out, make sure it works.
Yeah, all right. Well, in closing, why should our listeners come out?
You guys should come out because it's going to be a great night of music, entertainment. We are going to sing and dance our butts off for you. It is for everybody, young, old, middle, white, black. Polka dotted. We
all
love
ages,
for y'all to come and experience the Temptations in a real way and have a good time with us.
All right, man. Well, I was going to say break a leg, but split some
pants
for us.
Let's split some pants tonight. All right. Thanks, Jason.